The troubled economy has been especially unkind to the village of Ellsworth, Michigan, and the roughly 500 people who live there. The county's unemployment rate hovers around 16%. But as Jennifer Guerra of Michigan Radio reports, when the last place to grab a bite in town closed, residents came up with a novel plan.
I'm standing at the corner of Main Street and Center Street. It's pretty much considered downtown Ellsworth. If you look around, there are vacant storefronts everywhere. There's the old bait shop that closed up a few months ago. Down the street is the Ellsworth Grocery and Deli that shut down about a year ago. Even the used car lot is pretty empty. It's only got 4 cars for sale. So it's pretty quiet here in Ellsworth. That is, until you step inside a place called the Front Porch Cafe. On any given morning, you can find half the town sitting at the tables and booths inside. Some of them are here for the $5 breakfasts.
What would you like?
I would like full order biscuits and gravy.
Okay.
Can I also get an egg over easy on top?
You sure can.
Some are here for a slice of homemade pie.
We have coconut, peanut butter, chocolate cream, lemon meringue.
And the group of old-timers in the back. Well, ever since the cafe opened last fall, they've been here every single morning for coffee. Larry Essenberg admits they haven't always had it this good.
I mean, the bait shop served just coffee and pre-made stuff, I guess you'd call it.
You got the leftover minnows.
You heard right, the bait shop. That's where they used to meet for coffee after the Ellsworth Diner closed early last year and the Ellsworth Grocery and Deli a couple weeks after that.
It was just kind of depressing.
That's Bob Felton. He's in charge of outreach at the local Christian Reformed Church. He said the town desperately needed a place where neighbors could catch up with one another, preferably over a decent cup of coffee and a cheap meal. So he decided it was time for the church to get into the restaurant business.
We kind of have this joke at church that if you want to get people together, bring food. And early on, as we presented the vision to people, there were some who said, I would never start a restaurant anytime, let alone in this kind of an economic climate. And from our perspective, that was a perfect time to do it.
See, the Front Porch Cafe is a nonprofit and non-denominational restaurant. Aside from the cook staff, everyone who works here is a volunteer. The waiters, busboys, hosts. Bob Vollmer volunteers on Thursdays. He owns the used car lot across the street and says ever since the cafe opened, people from all over Michigan have come through town.
Two people from Charlevoix came over and had breakfast here. None of them had intended to buy a car that day. It wasn't a reason to come to Ellsworth, but by the end of the day, they'd come back and bought a car.
Nobody thinks one small nonprofit cafe and a couple used car sales can resuscitate a town like Ellsworth. Some say it could just be postponing the inevitable. But John Hastings says the cafe can make a difference. He's the town's undertaker and volunteers at the cafe.
When this place is closed, the town is absolutely, you could shoot a cannon down the street.
The church-sponsored cafe is open every day except, no surprise here, on Sundays. For NPR News, I'm Jennifer Guerra.
And to see if you should make the drive to Ellsworth for some front porch pie, head first to our website at npr.org.